Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about the red-winged blackbird. Members of the New World blackbird, meadowlark, and oriole family, red-winged blackbirds are a common and well-known species throughout North America. The Columbia Pacific region includes both their breeding and winter ranges, so we see them all year. Their scientific name, Aguleus phoeniceus, means the fabulous crimson gregarious thrush. Male red-winged blackbirds are strikingly handsome and easy to identify in the field. They are sharp-billed and long-tailed, with shiny black bodies set off by brilliant crimson and yellow shoulder patches. When perching, the epaulets may be partly or completely covered, but show dramatically when wings flash and in flight. Females and first-year birds are camouflaged in streaky grays and browns and resemble large sparrows. Red-winged blackbirds have a variety of vocalizations, including the familiar liquid warble, they also emit a low chuck, a metallic kink, and a high-pitched whistle. In winter, huge flocks form, some with hundreds of birds, which frequently include other blackbird species, such as brewers and tricolors. The flocks range widely, foraging in open areas and on cultivated lands. As winter flocks disband, the adults move to breeding habitat. Red-winged blackbirds prefer marshes, stream sides, and edges of wet meadows and fields. The male's dramatic songs and displays signal the beginning of spring. Male territory defense and courtship involve much vocalizing, bowing and flashing of bright epaulets. Males and females also engage in much chasing around the nest area. By late April, breeding is well underway. Males can be monogamous or manage harems with as many as 15 females. In less than a week, the female red-winged blackbird weaves a large, tidy nest from rushes and grasses, which she binds to upright stalks of reeds or willows, near or over water. She lays 3 to 4 eggs in the fine grasses lining the nest. The eggs are a beautiful pale bluish-green, lightly marbled with black, purple, and brown. Incubated entirely by the female for about 11 days, young red-winged blackbirds fledge when they are about 10 days old. Any threat to the nest, from hawks, sparrows, or unwitting humans wandering by, results in the male mounting the aggressive defense for which they are famous. Females also vigorously defend the nest and young. Red-winged blackbirds have a highly varied omnivorous diet that includes caterpillars, grubs, grasshoppers, damselflies, mayflies, spiders, snails, seeds and grain, and fruits and berries. Their diet is seasonal, with more seeds consumed in winter and more animal food in summer. Red-winged blackbirds will also come to feeders offering seed and cracked corn. Humans, hawks, and owls are primary predators on red-winged blackbirds. Sometimes red-winged blackbirds are viewed as agricultural pests, but usually they are welcomed for keeping insect populations in check and as beautiful, familiar additions to our wetlands. Here's a poem that summarizes the red-winged blackbird. In meadows where a streamlet flows or sedges rhyme a pool, there swings upon a blade of green beside the waters cool, a bird of black with epaulets of red and gold. With glee he plays upon his magic flute. Okaree, okaree. This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature. Thank you.